Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour, the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by Window World of Boston. Call 1-800-NEXT-WIN or online, windowworldofboston.com.
A quick reminder that you can stream this program at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app, which you should download, and then you can listen to us wherever you are. And if you'd like to watch this program and see today's guest host, because I know you don't want to see us, you can do that at WEEI.com or on twitch.tv/Boston, WEEI. And welcome to Alexandra Francisco from Nesson. How are you?
I'm doing so well. I'm really happy to be here.
Now, listen, bonus points right off the bat because you brought food.
I did bring food.
You brought baked goods?
I did. They are called pastéis de nata. Anyone Portuguese or Brazilian is going to know about pastéis de nata, or anyone that's been to Portugal. But I would describe them as if like a creme brulee and a croissant. You know,
yeah,
did the dirty
got together?
if they got together,
yes.
And I love croissants. I think that's like the best.
I do love croissants.
You had me a creme.
So what's in them?
Egg, sugar, and whatever you make in whatever a pastry is.
All right. Well, you get bonus points for that. You're at Nesson.
Yes.
But where are you from?
I'm from the Springfield area, so I'm a Western Mass girl.
Okay.
I grew up in Ludlow.
Okay. Go to college?
I did, UMass.
UMass.
Yep.
And then how'd you get into this business?
Well, I started in high school, kind of accidentally, writing for my high school paper and realized I'm pretty good at this. And also, our soccer teams were just foolishly successful, so it was an easy way to get into sports. And then I was an athlete growing up, not good enough to go to college, a lot of injuries. So I was washed up anyways, but I wanted sports to stay a part of my life. So I was pretty good at writing, and what better way to just pursue this? So went to UMass, studied journalism there, minored in film studies. So it was pretty easy to come out of college and just have a ton of skills for really every facet of this industry.
Now, for Nesson, you do a Celtics podcast.
I do. I host the Nesson Celtics podcast.
We were just talking about Perk.
Yes.
And his tweet last night and then his follow-up comments.
About
Jason Tatum. When you look at the Celtics team, do you see something that you don't like to see in Jason Tatum, the way he carries himself on the court?
I'll be honest, I do. Oh. And especially being in the post-game press conferences day in and day out. I mean, they all take a long time to take a shower, right? But when you're losing a game and you're coming out an hour after the game ends to do post-game and you're kind of just crouched in, I don't know. It's just different than when Kemba or when Jalen come out and do a post-game media availability. They're very accountable. They are very selective with their words. I don't know. It's just, it seems like it matters more to them.
Used to take Wiggy a long time to shower, but that was just because of mass that had to be covered.
No. I like to come clean. No shower pills. If you coming out in 10 minutes, that means you took a shower pill.
Shower pill?
Yeah, that means you ain't shower. You went in the training room, hey, you got shower pills in here, boom, you put your clothes on, and you're functified. No, man, you take your time and clean up and get all the
so that
the
says nothing. So that says nothing to you that Jason Tatum takes a long time to clean up.
That means he likes to be clean.
Yeah, okay. All right.
If he comes out in 20 minutes, I'm like, bro, you showered that quick? What'd you do, a car wash?
So what do you, when you look at the Celtics team, what if it's not Jason Tatum, is the issue Brad Stevens? Do they not like playing for Brad Stevens?
I personally don't think it's Brad at all.
Yeah, you don't think it's Brad at all?
No, I don't. And like, I know you guys hate Marcus Smart too, and I'm a Marcus Smart fan,
Marcus
so
Smart.
We'll get that out of the way now.
you're a fan.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you do this for as I mean, I've only been in this industry like 5 years or so, but I'm jaded at this point. Yeah. Towards the fandom.
I don't hate Marcus Smart. I hate his shot selection at times. I hate...
Which has gotten better.
Yeah, you know, it has. I hate the fact that at times he thinks he's, you know, the number one scorer on the team. But this is... I think this is the third guest host that we had in here that does not find an issue with Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
That, to me, is mind-blowing.
I just don't think that... I don't know. I think there was something that Danny said the other day that it was just... The idea of the coach as this rah-rah cheerleader, like, pulling them all together, it's just kind of overrated. Like, especially the type of coach Brad is, he's actually a coach that is there to implement his systems and his schemes, and he's very good at it. And I think that if they got rid of Brad Stevens, there would be teams in the NBA, I think, with coaches that they don't even want to get rid of. But Brad Stevens is on the market, and I would consider...
But do you feel like Brad Stevens... And the NBA knows how to handle the superstar egos, because that's what a coach is for. X's and O's, like, this is not, you know, the Hoosiers of 1960s and backdoor cuts. It's like, I got to be able to manage the egos of my superstars.
It's the NBA. Brad Stevens should not have to tell Jason Tatum to be a leader on this team. Jason Tatum should be a leader by example.
But don't
on
we
this
know
team.
That some NBA players, you know, they lack the maturity of being able to lead because they've been, you know, superstars.
Well, he's 23 years old.
Right.
The superstardom thing is pretty new to him, right? I think the Celtics issues are more, I mean, look what happened to them. Kyrie leaves, Gordon Hayward leaves. These are very, this was not anticipated. And on paper, when all those moves were made, it was like, who's going to stop this team, right? But look at the way in which they left, and I think Danny Ainge was kind of left to scramble. I think signing Tristan Thompson was like a panic move. At heart, it kind of screwed them against the cap, right? And then you have Brad Stevens left to, how am I going to manage the minutes between the three centers I now have on this team when Rob Williams is really deserving of minutes, and you have to throw out these double big lineups, and it's just, it wasn't working. I think it needs to come from within. I don't know if it's immaturity. I don't want to say it is. I don't know. It's the pandemic season, right? Oh. You look at other teams around the league, everyone's over it.
Yeah.
I think they're
everybody else is over it.
Right. And Wiggy, what in the NBA, what team says their coach was the biggest reason they won?
No, I don't
coaches
think
coaches are irrelevant.
No, I think coaches are irrelevant. Now, don't get me wrong. But
we talked about it a lot last year when the Celtics were playing the Heat and about how Brad got out coached.
Yeah, so. I think that's part. But I think it's more about.
And the Raptors coach was great, Nick Nurse.
Yeah,
down
but,
the stretch when they
but
won.
Don't you think it's more about working the referees and understanding, getting your team to buy in? Because the biggest issues last year was the fact that this team was having to meet at 2 a.m. because there was chemistry problems in that locker room. Like that, those are the issues that they're having. Or the coach maybe comes into play when you're allowing the other team's best player, like Luka Doncic, going down and scoring 40 every time you play him. And then it's like Perk said, you might want to run a double team at him and put the ball in somebody else's hands. But I just think this fact of, would you rather have Brad Stevens or Jason Tatum?
Jason Tatum.
So that, to me, is the biggest issue.
But for the ideals I've projected on Jason Tatum, right? Like, he's still so young. This is what we're all doing. We're projecting these ideals on him because he had the most incredible season last year that, I mean, people could have anticipated, but he was really good last year. He was all NBA, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, we're so reactionary, right? It's Boston, so I try not to get too, I guess, hyper-focused on that. But
if you're not overreacting and you're reasonable, you're not going to go far in this business.
I know, right? Why'd you guys bring me in?
All right. Alexandra Francisco is here from NESN. And coming up, we'll get to the WEEI Penn Game of the Day at 8:30 this morning. We will also, I assume, coming up next, get the five questions with Wiggy.
Yep.
Five questions with J. Charles Wiggins. So you got them ready? Are they the exact same ones you asked yesterday?
I got a couple that are the same because I think, I think it's good that
Speaking of mailing it in.
Never mind
Jason Tatum.
No.
It's only five.
But I think it's good that you ask them sometimes the same question because then I get to see their answers. I told you, there are some questions that I judge a person based on what their answer is. And I like to be able to have all the guest hosts answer the same couple questions so I can kind of make a good decision.
All right. Well, after we get to trending, I'm going to try the baked goods. That's the most important part of the morning. What are they called again?
The stage nata.
Okay. If you want to see them, I put them up in my story on Instagram this morning. Greg Hill, WEEI, is how you would follow me on Instagram and take a look at pastage nata.
That was close.
I feel like it's gnocchi.
Pastage nata.
Pastage nata. I do love pastage nata.
And
here
good.
Is Ken Laird and what is trending this morning.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Hey, golfers, go to teeupnewengland.com. Check out their online auction for foursomes. The auction runs April 12th through the 19th. And see their list at tee-upnewengland.com. Better golf through turf research. Masters Week. Now, you mentioned this Brady story.
Speaking of the Masters.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the package where you can buy the Masters food and have it at your home this weekend because of pandemic? Mm-hmm. So you get the, you know, the pimento cheese sandwiches and the Masters cups. It's only like $195, Curtis.
Can you get the Masters dinner that Dustin Johnson chooses?
You don't get the Masters dinner. But what did you think about Dustin Johnson's choice of entree?
What did he choose?
He chose the filet. We'll ask you what your Wiggy always likes to ask last meal.
Yeah, that's question three.
Yes, that's question
Actually,
three.
It's question four. Come on, Curtis.
Brady, back in the news, by the way, he talked to Michael Strahan in another interview where he's talking about being motivated, thought people had given up on him, blah, blah, blah. But you wanted to hear this new endeavor of his, and yes. I don't even understand it. Maybe Curtis can explain it.
I doubt it.
It's some Bitcoin platform called Autograph. That's I don't know. What does it mean, Curtis?
So it is an NFT, which stands for non-fungible token. They are part of a blockchain that the digital ledger system underpins with cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Let's have the under 40 explain it to us.
I mean, hey, this is still a weird concept to me. Like, it's literally you're buying a GIF that you can look up. It's the same thing as NBA Top Shot is doing. Are you guys familiar with Top Shot?
No.
So Greg these is. People are buying, it's essentially like you're buying a pack of baseball cards, right? Mm-hmm. But so when the NBA first rolled these out, it was $14. You get a pack of cards. We'll see what comes of them. They started selling, and I think it's because of the cryptocurrency boom, right? It's en vogue right now. But these digital artworks are selling for absurd amounts of money. So you saw the NBA do this and license them, and you have, like, Zion Williamson GIF dunks selling for, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
What?
So,
yeah. So it's not an actual autograph. Or it's a piece of digital.
It may have a digital autograph on it.
So it's like digital artwork that you're buying.
Yes,
so
essentially.
It's like crypto where you don't get the actual money. You're just, but you're.
Yeah, pretty much. And you
what
just,
does that
you
mean?
Have
I have
the,
no idea what that means.
You
Ken,
own
what
the
do
physical
I get?
Copy of it.
Right.
But
Ken,
you
familiarize yourself with technology or it's going to pass you by.
Do I get a piece of art?
Yeah, I've seen the NBA one. It's like you get these weird, like you're talking about there. You know, I used to collect trading cards when you were younger, but now it's just all digital.
Yeah, right.
With Brady, you just get kale.
Right.
Which makes
Brady,
no sense to
what's
me.
Interesting about Brady is I thought it was interesting that Rob Gronkowski was the first NFL player to do this, and he beat the NFL to it. So I think he said, all right, before the NFL does kind of an umbrella NFT launch, similar to what the NBA did, Gronk was like, I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to see what – and he made so much money. So then went Patrick Mahomes. Julian Edelman did it as well.
And Brady said – Brady's getting it. Well, but he's an owner
Brady,
of the company.
Exactly. Brady said screw a specific NFT launch of just a few collectibles. Mm-hmm. I want a whole company so that everyone is trading on my platform.
I mean, how much money does the man need, Curtis?
Right. Win is enough enough.
That's Rich coming from Captain Nemo in there.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. Greg, we got wins from the Red Sox and the Bruins last night. A loss by the Celtics. They get swept by the Sixers in the season series. Better win, Red Sox or Bruins? Bigger win last night. Bigger, better win.
For me, it's the Boston Bruins because I believe they remain in playoff contention, and I think they can
go
reasonably far.
Well, so are the Red Sox. Right.
I'm excited for those of you who are Red Sox fans, tried and true, because they've won two in a row against a pretty good baseball team.
I would say the Red Sox, because everybody, after the first series, everybody was like, oh, this team's not going to win a game all year long. And now it looks like if they sweep this series, aren't we going to go, oh, wait a second. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm excited because that second period was horrendous from the Bruins, they were able to win that hockey game. So I like seeing that.
Philly had like 25 shots in one period.
Like, Bruins had like two. It was awful.
And still no secondary scoring. It's still Marchand, Bergeron, and Pastrnak. If you're not named them, who else scores?
Bruins have the Capitals Thursday, 7 p.m. Celtics back at it with the Knicks tonight. Red Sox go for the sweep today, 1:10 first pitch. Mutt is on at noon. Well, 12:10 to be exact. Pre-game across the Shaws and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. And that's what's trending.
It's the Greg Hill Show
on Sports Radio WEI.
Week number three continues this morning with Alexandra Francisco from the 413.
Yes.
And she works for Nesson. And you're going to do the news. Have you ever done the news? You said you were a journalist in high school, right? Your high school newspaper?
Yeah. And I worked at Mass Live out of college too as a reporter. I still technically consider myself a sports reporter.
Okay.
But I've really traditionally just written.
Well, we'll get to the news coming up.
Mm-hmm.
There is a condiment crisis coming in this country. Ooh. And Wiggy is going to be very upset about it. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news coming up. You also, Ken pointed out earlier, he seemed alarmed that you're like me and you have traveled to the dangerous state of Florida, the anything goes state.
God, did you quarantine? She was like everywhere.
How do you know that, Ken?
Well, Instagram. I have to follow all our guest hosts.
Are you creeping on her Instagram? What is going on over there?
He's got Red Sox tickets for tonight.
I have to communicate with the guest host to get them in the building.
Did Ken go back and like photos from like 5 years ago?
No, he didn't. He didn't accidentally do that.
Okay, he didn't. He didn't.
What part of Florida?
I was down in Palm Beach County. So West Palm, I was bouncing around between West Palm Beach, Boca Raton.
Oh, okay.
You were in Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yeah, I was in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I was bouncing around. My grandma lives in Lake Worth. I hadn't seen her in about a year and a half. So I've been working from home for Nesson. I cover games from my laptop. As long as I have cable and a Wi-Fi connection, I can work from wherever. So
did Dale know that you had traveled out of state? He would have banned you from the Nesson studios.
I've never met Dale.
You haven't met Dale?
I've never met Dale. I've called
in. He doesn't go to work. Well, he goes in now, I think. I think now he goes in.
I've had one conversation with Dale, and it was me calling in to the radio show, and he still did it with Michael Hawley years
really?
Ago.
Oh, wow. It was a caller like you.
Oh, yeah. First time, long time. Hey, Dale.
Can I ask you, are you allowed to ask an age in a job interview? Or I mean, this is not a normal job interview.
Well, so just guest hosting. Yeah.
In your 20s?
I'm 26.
26. What is your opinion of the new Boston Red Sox uniforms, the April uniforms? Because that's the intention here, correct? is to get younger fans into the game of baseball.
Well, that's not in the press release. I mean, they're connecting with the city of Boston and the Marathon connection, right?
Profiting off of the Marathon.
Okay, but it's a clear intent. It's a clear intent to maybe it's not younger. Maybe they don't want to say younger to get different fans into the sport.
I like the jerseys.
You like them? I think it's cool too. I like it's like what the NBA does with city jerseys, and I like that it pays homage to the Boston Marathon.
Right. I do too. I like that too.
See, I'm not caught up in like this old man, like, oh, the jerseys, don't touch them.
Back in my day,
my day when Bill Russell was playing, you think he would have wore a jersey that was fluorescent green? It's like,
so you're not mad that the Red Sox don't have any red in their jerseys. You're not a baseball purist like that?
Listen, I love the college football uniforms, helmets. I love what Oregon did, you know, and does. I'm all for getting, you know, some of them are a little like, I don't get some of the colors that, like, the Miami Heat wear some of the times with their uniform.
Oh, the Miami Vice ones?
Yeah, that's like a Miami Vice thing. Like, they go to each city, and they try to figure out what your city is known for.
Right. But they have one that's, like, half and half, which I'm not a huge fan of, but I do like this, the Miami Vice. I think it's like a fluorescent pink and black.
Yeah, I don't know if I love the yellow. Like, they call it gold, but it's not gold. It's yellow.
If you're a baseball purist. I mean,
if they wanted to be like Boston, they should wear jean shorts and have a Bud Light.
Like the Celtics just did it recently with the El Boston on it or something like that they did, or Los Boston.
I didn't see
that. I missed that one.
Yeah, they just did the Celtics jerseys. I forget.
You sure that wasn't a dream?
The Celtics city jerseys are made to replicate the banners. They're the white ones.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't like those.
They're okay. I like the idea of them. I don't love the execution.
I don't like the font on this Boston Red Sox, on these Boston Red Sox jerseys. I like the yellow and the blue, and I mean, but do people have an issue because there's no red and it's the Red Sox?
Is that I guess if you were to take issue, what else could you find?
Yeah.
Greg's very bothered about them there.
Evidently.
He doesn't like the font.
He was texting me, why can't they use Georgia font?
The font kind of does remind me of being in the T. Which I could see it triggering does. Someone.
Yeah, that could be triggering. You're right. It reminds you of being on the MBTA.
I love how baseball does nothing to change the game, but they make new jerseys and they say everybody's going to watch it now.
You just were commenting about the runners on second to start extra innings a week ago.
That's good.
That is major change.
I love it. Keep going. Seven-inning games.
So you're okay with the Red Sox April jerseys?
I am.
You're okay, okay. You want to get to Wiggy's five questions for Alexandra? Yes.
Number five.
Thank you. All right. Now, this is right in your wheelhouse. You're a Celtics fan, and you've kind of been following this team. You think Paul Pierce should have been fired for his IG Live of him partying, you know, getting high and having some strippers playing poker?
I mean, presumably he was in California.
Yep.
Where weed is legal.
Yep.
Looked like they were at a private residence, just a nice gentleman poker game. Hennessy's flowing. I don't have an issue with it. If his wife has an issue with it, I think that's her problem and really her problem. But it's ESPN. I mean, that's not family-friendly content. I don't think Mickey Mouse liked to see that.
Mrs. Pierce seems to be okay with it.
Is he married, though?
Yeah, I think he is. All right. He's married. He's got three
Last
kids.
Last I checked,
He's
Julie Pierce.
Kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all he was doing was playing poker. So, right. I mean, what?
It was a crazy game of poker.
Can't have strippers now at poker games? I mean, there had to be some single guys there.
I do love poker.
I do love poker.
It was have you guys seen that Molly's Game movie?
I have seen that. I didn't think that was that good. Did you like it?
I did like it.
What are your three favorite films? Are they all rom-coms?
Wiggy. Oh, Wiggy's already upset.
Wiggy,
you're stealing my
that
questions.
That can't be one of your
Should
questions.
Should we let him go in order?
My questions, you idiot. Stop
I didn't know
stealing.
You were asking questions.
What? I ask questions of every conversation. All you do when you come up with your five questions is steal questions
from me. All
right,
you can have that one.
And how does the Paul Pierce question get us to know Alexandra at all?
Because it's my fault. I brought up Emma's Game. I was going to refer to it as like a trap house Emma's Game card game.
I wanted to know where she stood on, you know, I don't think Paul Pierce should have been fired for something he does on his private time. So I wanted to know where she stood.
Monica, you should be here. You can make some money, girl. Stop playing.
I wonder how Monica felt waking up on Saturday morning. I don't think he should have gotten fired. I thought it was great content. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
I think it's probably going to get him a job at Barstool.
The Jump is such a show that they like to mess around like that. The only issue I took was people in the comments saying, hey, where's Rachel Nichols at? I thought they should leave her out of it. But
and The Jump is like that. You got your boy Steven Jackson
and
on there.
And awesome
have
for
you,
that.
Have you seen the Up in Smoke? He's sitting there and they're getting high, him and Matt Barnes, and now all of a sudden you're firing Paul Pierce.
The Jump, though, a little too critical of NBA players. I mean, they're a little too hard-hitting.
Would it bother you if Paul Pierce had flown in 41 different strippers throughout the pandemic, Wiggy? Listen,
you know what? There's some girls that have to get through dental school.
Okay.
My favorite was his text. My favorite was his tweet at like 5 p.m. the next day. Good morning. I'm like, he's still in Aston Bulls, like dealing with a time difference over there.
Yo, just want to thank all my supporters. Want to thank my haters and everything. Look, but check it out. Bigger and better things coming, baby. Don't worry about it. You fall twice, you get up three times. You know, just always remember to smile, baby. I'm good. I mean, good.
He doesn't need the money. He's got so much money, he doesn't need it.
But I mean,
he doesn't care.
I mean, he likes to work. Maybe he likes to work and do whatever it is for basketball.
What did Paul Pierce make in his career?
Oh, my God.
$400 million?
Almost as much as you.
$400 million, that's a lot. I wouldn't say that, but he made a couple hundred.
Kept half of it.
$195 million.
In his career?
Yep. Greg Hill, $196 million.
Did you have Pierce on the old show?
We did have Paul Pierce on the old show, and he was like Curtis. I asked him, we got into talking about music, and I asked him about the Beatles, and he said, I'm not familiar with the Beatles. He had no idea. Do you know the Beatles?
Yeah, I think I've heard a few of their songs.
Like, could you name a Beatles song if you had to name one right now?
I can play one on guitar. Here Comes the Sun. It's the only song I know on guitar.
Wait, you play guitar?
Nope. I play that song, though.
I was like, she's a musician.
Do you have the three favorite musical artist questions as one of your five?
I was one in the question.
Number four.
Okay. Yes.
All right, go ahead, Wiggy.
All right, what are your three favorite musical artists or maybe top genres of music?
Yeah, I'm big into a song needs to be well written.
Oh, wow.
Vocals are a big deal to me and a good beat, but I'm so all over the place. I guess I have, gun to my head, John Mayer is my favorite artist.
Second John Mayer.
I really like that that style of rock, not to pander to you, OAR, that genre.
Yeah.
It's probably, if I have to pick, that's my go-to. But I love rap.
Okay.
Anything with a Rick Ross feature, sign me up.
Ricky Rose.
Yes.
Listen, Ricky Rose is my favorite. I think he's my favorite artist out right now. I don't think anybody could touch Ross.
Yeah, put him in any song.
Oh, man, he makes it hot.
Yep. So, like,
they have no idea what I'm talking about.
It's okay. You and me will just go back and forth about it.
Neither do the people in their cars. But
I think the people in their cars know. They are a little hypocritical.
Yeah.
I think, you know, except for the people that are watching the Red Sox game, I think everybody else is a little hip. Now, I love asking this question.
What are your two favorite movies?
Yeah, we didn't get to. Are you asking the movie question?
No, you can ask that question.
Okay,
all right. I ask this question because I think you get to know a lot about a person. One night of wilding out with a celebrity, who you hanging with? All right, stump
Paul Pierce.
This isn't it. No, it's kind of along those lines, honestly. I always say that Charles Barkley is like my spirit animal. And
he'd be a lot of fun to hang out with.
I've seen those guys. I'm from Springfield. I've seen them go into Springfield for Enshrinement Weekend. I see how they tear it up. Those guys have a good time.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley would be cool.
I think the answer would be Anthony Bourdain, though.
Oh.
Wait a second. Is that the guy who killed himself? The food guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
Yes.
Honestly.
Anthony Bourdain is probably my favorite person. That's dead or alive. What do I want to do anything with? It's Anthony Bourdain.
Wow, that's a great, and that's something she has in common with Danielle. Danielle loved Anthony Bourdain.
Really?
Yeah. Did you ever watch her show?
I mean, I saw her show. Like, you go to different.
It was awesome.
Like strange food type of eating. It wasn't
but I would say more. Like the food was so secondary to him, kind of taking you into these different cultures and different countries, like. Like, who else during the 2016 election was going to West Virginia to talk to Trump supporters about why and, like, show them as humans? And then the next episode, he's in, like, Cambodia or Vietnam with Obama or something. Hmm. You know what I mean? It was just, he was such a loss.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Wow, I love
that
answer.
A good one.
All right.
Number two.
That's a great question.
It was a great question that leads to a great answer.
Yep.
Great answer.
Now, this one, Greg loves this one. Death row, your last meal.
Jesus.
I'm visualizing it being cooked right now. My mom is on her back deck with the black Weber charcoal grill. Sirloin tip she makes with this teriyaki sauce that is just to die for. My mom is an incredible chef. If you guys invite me back, I'm not... There might be some Kathy's cooking involved.
Tips.
We not going to lie. You might get some sirloin tips.
All right.
So that teriyaki, sirloin tips. She makes this Thai... I love Thai food. I love Asian cuisine. She makes this Thai ginger dressing that... It's heaven in a bottle with kind of an Asian-inspired, like, Mandarin salad. And then her homemade kale soup.
Kale. I can't stand
you lost
kale.
Greg there.
You lost me on that one.
You don't know till you don't know till you try it. Don't knock it.
Is that it on questions?
Number one.
Number one. This is the last question. What's your favorite TV show out right now? Do you have one?
Oh, it has to be
out
right
now.
Now,
so it hasn't finished yet?
Yeah, I mean, just it's still going on.
Peaky Blinders.
What's it called?
Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah.
Peaky Blinders.
That's a pretty good show. They lost me, though.
Did you watch it with subtitles?
No.
The first time I tried to watch the show.
I hate subtitles.
So
I'm not intelligent
I had never had a strong opinion one way or the other. However, I tried to watch Peaky Blinders, and I'm like, why can't I get into this show? The men are great looking. It's about crime and I love organized crime, and you put a guy with a nice haircut and a I don't know. British accents too is great.
You like the British accent? What's the accent? On a guy, what's the best accent?
Boston? Just kidding.
Just kidding, Boston.
Just kidding. Yeah. I don't know. It depends on personality. As long as they're funny, I guess an Irish accent, it sounds really funny. But in Peaky Blinders, those accents are thicker than gravy. So I realized, I can't get into this show because I don't know what they're saying. I put on subtitles, crushed it.
Yeah. I watched it for a couple of years, and I thought it was good, but then I couldn't get it. It's like there's like four seasons, right? Or is it more than that? It's
five. And they're coming out with the sixth right now. The pandemic paused production as everything else.
British accent is the best, though. I watch a lot of British shows.
Okay.
Especially with Idris Elba.
Do you watch
Luther.
Great British Bake Off?
No, I don't watch. Is that a reality show?
Yeah,
I mean, my reality in America, it's a lot more raunchy.
Not in the sense of like the Kardashians. It's definitely some family-friendly reality show.
Yeah.
British Bake Off is about World War II.
Yeah. See, I like Love and Hip Hop, like reality shows, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Those
okay,
type of
what,
yeah.
What British shows do you watch? You said you watch a lot.
I watch Luther.
Okay,
I think Luther's a very, very good show. Then there's another show that Idris Elba's in. It's called Jesus, man.
Huge fan of British shows.
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
Supposedly.
I just finished the season up of watching it. Oh, in the long run with Idris Elba. So there's a couple British shows. Attack the Block is one of my favorite movies, movie.
Did you like You Are the Weakest Link?
No, I never got into that.
Did you watch The Royal Wedding with Meghan Markle?
I did not.
Oh,
I don't.
Points again.
Yeah.
You're not obsessed with the royal family?
The
You're
royal
not obsessed
family,
with princesses?
Reality TV in general. I don't really get into. I used to get into the old reality TV shows when they were fun, like with Flava Flav and stuff,
Flavor
when
of
they
love.
Were still novel. Now it's just, again, going back to writing. I'm like, even this writing is so bad. How do people believe this? How do you like? I don't know. I'm gonna annihilate a lot of Bachelor or Bachelorette listeners, but it's just not for me.
Brittany, another candidate for the job, is a reality TV star from MTV.
The Challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen some of those.
But you weren't obsessed with the royal family like some women tend to be.
I like Meghan Markle from Suits.
Yeah.
But.
Would you vote for her for president?
I would have to do a lot of research on where she stands and her platforms, but probably not.
Probably not. Probably not Meghan Markle. Yeah. All right. So Alexandra Francisco from Nesson is our guest host today. We are going to get the news from her coming up in just a little bit. The number to call if you want to be on this morning is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And a quick reminder that if you cannot listen to the show on the radio for some reason today or any day, you can stream it at WEEI.com. Or you can download the new Odyssey app and you can take this show wherever you go.
to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
It's time for the news.
With respect to that particular snarky comment.
Without Danielle.
The gal who does, who works on the air with, on EEI with, did I just space on his name?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Nobody can let me just exit gracefully. Nobody.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
They now offer sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And guest host week three continues this morning with Alexandra Francisco from NESN. This is the news part of the show, the tryout on the news. You said you worked for Mass Live and you did some news stuff, so let's see how you do. Let's get right to the news.
Yeah, so President Biden on Tuesday punted when asked if the Masters golf tournament, the Masters, should pull out of Georgia to protest the state's new voting law, less than a week after coming out in favor of Major League Baseball yanking its All-Star game from Atlanta.
I think the Masters golf tournament should be moved out of Georgia.
I think that's up to the Masters. Look, it is reassuring to see that for-profit operations and businesses are speaking up about how these new Jim Crow laws are just antithetical to who we are. I think it's a very tough decision for a corporation to make or a group to make. But I respect them when they make that judgment, and I support whatever judgment they make. But it's the best way to deal with this is for Georgia and other states to smarten up. Stop it. Stop it.
Maybe... maybe if these for-profit corporations would like to make a statement, their CEOs could resign their membership at Augusta National, where they seem to enjoy playing golf all the time. Curtis, maybe that would be a way in which, like the CEO mm-hmm. of Coca-Cola, or I believe Rob Manfred yep. is a member at Augusta National.
Active member
National.
There. Marco Rubio wrote a letter to Rob Manfred, which yes. was unbelievably perfectly written. He basically just took him apart,
yeah.
all of the hypocrisy that he has, where he's sitting there ripping all of these issues in the voting law without really understanding it and still supporting doing business with China, still being an active member at the most chauvinistic male place on the planet, Augusta
yeah.
National.
Yeah.
You led the Dodgers to the World Series.
But I think, Curtis, the best point that you had when we talked about this
thanks,
was,
Jay Charles.
Is that you still play what? 80 plus baseball games in Georgia?
Of course you do.
You play it's idiotic.
You play in New York, where in some cases the voting regulations are more restrictive than they are in Georgia.
And do we want to look into do we want to look into Joe Biden and his dealings with the Jim Crow South and his history on race relations? I mean, buy a book, read it.
What do you think Major League Baseball made a mistake? Alexandra?
I think so. Before we even go any further, you can call me Alex.
Okay, oh, I can call you Alex.
Alexandra's okay. Francisco, right. too. It's a mouthful. Okay. I know. Don't worry. Right. I think it's hard, right? But I think at the end of the day, Atlanta is such a proud black city. Mm-hmm. And there's so many small business owners there that have already suffered so much losing. I don't know what the name of Brave Stadium is, but that whole area probably just really needs kind of a resuscitation, I would imagine.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's... You could really debate either side of the argument and have the same stance that you disagree with the voting law, right? But
you're hurting people who are trying to make
right.
a living.
And if Major League Baseball disagrees with this policy, where better to state your opinion that in Atlanta
mm-hmm.
during the All-Star game, you would right. have all the attention right there, and you could say, we're playing this game because the business owners here have suffered. We're not going to punish people here, but we're going to say that this needs to change.
Everybody right. missing out on the Lou Williams lemon pepper wings at Magic City now.
Yeah.
And
that
there's a lot
true.
Of people that hadn't been to Magic
true.
City now.
You should
yes.
protest that.
For the All-Star game now being pulled out.
Don't worry, Paul Pierce will keep him in business.
You all know right. this real when rap songs get written about him.
All right, Alex, what's next?
Massachusetts has now administered more than 4 million shots of the COVID-19 vaccines. And on Tuesday, one of them went into the arm of Governor Charlie Baker. He acknowledged the fast arrival of vaccines as a giant sigh of relief, growing slightly emotional as he talked about his 92-year-old father, who also got vaccinated.
The process was
quick and easy, and I feel fine. A giant sigh of relief. And I have heard the same thing from friends of mine who've been vaccinated. I heard it from my father, who said that getting vaccinated was, for him, it was the first signal, the first sign that he might actually be able to hug his grandchildren.
Oh, that's very nice, very emotional. Probably got some text messages from some friends telling them they had been vaccinated. Are you going to get the vaccine?
I'm undecided.
Ooh.
I am.
I can only imagine.
People are like, this girl's been in Florida traveling.
Yes, right.
Oh my God, this girl's a super spreader. Uh-huh. I had COVID, so I had two run-ins with COVID. Both times, my only symptoms were me being a hypochondriac. Mm. I was completely asymptomatic.
Right.
And
you've had two run-ins with COVID today with Greg and Wiggy.
Yeah, there we go, right? So
we are survivors. Wiggy and I are survivors.
Yes. My mother is a respiratory therapist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mother has been a respiratory therapist my entire life. If my mother was okay with me going to Florida to go see my grandmother, her mother,
right,
as a respiratory therapist,
yes,
I'm cool with it.
Preach.
If Twitter wants to virtue,
if
Twitter wants to virtue signal me, that's fine too. Ooh,
speak your mind.
I like this, Alex. I got to tell you something.
A woman
instantly leapfrogging her way to the front of the list with baked goods. Oh, she's an OAR fan, and she goes to Florida all the time.
What do you think about Eggs Benedict?
If I'm breakfast any time of the day for me.
Oh, you're a breakfast all day person?
I love breakfast food. Not necessarily every day, but I don't mind it.
Breakfast for supper is a treat.
Yeah.
Yes, Curtis?
Greg is a froze all day kind of guy.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife makes a tremendous French toast. Love it. French toast, it's like I'm addicted to it.
Well, I mean, I do love French toast.
Over pancakes now. I've always liked pancakes.
French toast all day over pancakes and waffles.
I thought
all day.
Meant like over it, like on top of pancakes.
No. That's my death row. Death row is give me my wife's French toast.
I agree with that.
With the powdered sugar on it.
Yeah. What about the Black Mac?
Oh, that is true. She makes a tremendous Black Mac. Mac and cheese.
You know what the secret ingredient is? Put a little vanilla extract in the eggs.
She does. She does that.
Yeah.
Right, you don't got to tell him.
My wife does that.
But all that to say, I am undecided on the vaccine.
Yeah.
I'm waiting it out. I'm the type of person that doesn't take Motrin when I have anything wrong with me.
A little harder.
You're right. Thick skin. I can handle the pain. But no, I mean, just I would like to have maybe a family one day, maybe have kids and just a lot of questions. And I was asymptomatic. I'm not going to spread the virus around to people. I've had two run-ins with it. I'm going to hang out for a little while.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
People are going to drag for that.
All right, guys. Come on. Bring it on. If I got to call my mom and get her on the line, we might have to do that.
They're going
to
bring it. This happened yesterday. Go ahead. All right. What's next?
So this one's funny. Three students at Wrentham High School ended up in the hospital after police said they ate candy that was believed to be marijuana edibles.
Uh-oh.
Police and ambulances were called to the school after three started to feel ill. However, Wrentham Police Chief Bill McGrath said the kids were never in danger.
Very concerning. They're too young to be experimenting with this kind of stuff. Not good for you. And, you know, you got a taste of it. You know it made you sick. Hopefully you'll never do it again.
Where'd they get the edibles from? Stay away from the edibles,
bro. They get them from their parents.
It's so easy now, too. You have a 21-year-old sibling, you're good.
Yeah. Stay away from the edibles.
It's like when you were trying to buy alcohol in high school.
I will not do edibles, man, will have you jacked up. Just give me my regular kush that I can smoke. Edibles will have you freaking out, man. Poor kids.
This company does not endorse the use of marijuana.
It's legal in Massachusetts. It's for medical reasons.
It's not really technically legal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'll explain this all to you later. But anyway. All right. What's next?
So all students returning to Northeastern University campuses will be expected to be fully vaccinated by the first day of classes. University officials today said. The announcement comes as the university advances its plan for a return to full-time in-person learning in September while supporting the safety of Northeastern's campuses and broader community.
It's important that everyone is kind of vaccinated so that everyone feels safe all the time.
There you go. Step one.
You're not a fan of that, right?
I don't think you should tell people that what they have to do with their body. You know, like in Alex's case, say there's a 22-year-old girl's going to school and she's a little concerned that maybe one day she wants to have a family. Mm-hmm. And now you're telling her in order for her to go to Northeastern, maybe that's her dream school and she loves going there, she has to be vaccinated. Like, you're now telling people what they need to put in their body.
You know how much money is at stake for these universities, Wiggy? It's communal living. They don't want outbreaks, shutting it down, making people be at home again. Well, then, the whole campus is at stake.
But it
here.
Should be, hey, we're going back to school. If you like to get a vaccine, get one. If you don't, it's your choice. Your body, your choice. Why all of a sudden now? I thought we were going back to normal when vaccines came out, meaning like, you know what, now you have the ability to get one. Everybody who wants to get one can go get one. Whoever doesn't want to get one, hey, you're putting yourself at whatever risk that may be. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Now we're mandating kids. We talked about this yesterday. For you to go to Northeastern, you now have to be vaccinated.
Well, for the first time ever, we live in a time where you can't decide when it comes to risk,
mm-hmm.
what risk you want to take when it comes to your own personal health. Everybody else decides for you.
Right.
Well, so but not really true. I mean, there are many vaccines mandated to go to school in Massachusetts, public school. Mm-hmm. So this is just yet another on the list.
Okay.
Is Northeastern going, in order to come to Northeastern, every time you lay down with somebody, you better strap up because you could be spreading something. You could be a super spreader.
I would ask Ken about that because he went there, but right. Unfortunately, that never happened while he was there.
Right. Not far off, but yeah.
All right, Alex, what's next?
A Portland, Oregon high school has postponed changing its mascot to an evergreen tree after a committee member raised concerns about its possible connotations to lynching. And
what?
Explaining.
Wait. They were going to, their mascot was going to be a tree?
They have postponed changing the mascot mm-hmm. to an evergreen tree.
You would think a tree, out of all things in the world, would be right. like an okay mascot. I mean.
In the Stanford Cardinals, isn't that a tree?
Yeah, they got the tree.
Well, in explaining the reason for choosing the new mascot, Ellen Watmore, a teacher and mascot committee member, there's a mascot committee, said the evergreens are characterized by the life-giving force of their foliage, the strength of their massive trunk, and the depth of their roots in an individual tree and as a forest of trees. It's very cute.
An evergreen with lynching? Like, were they back in? Was the Klan going, all right, find me an evergreen where we can? I mean, now.
I mean, it seems a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's Portland.
It's Portland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. This sounds like the pilot of Portlandia. Yeah.
That's woke fishing right there at its best.
Yes, it is. All right. Anything else, Alex, news-wise?
We got two more little blurbs here. The coronavirus pandemic has sparked a nationwide ketchup shortage that has restaurants scrambling to get a hold of America's most popular condiment, a new report says.
Uh-huh.
An especially short supply of our ketchup packets, specifically, a hot commodity for eaters that have relied on takeout orders over the past year as COVID-19 crimpled their dining room capacity.
Ah, so that's the issue, is that ketchup in packets, mm-hmm. not available anymore.
Right.
Big problem. That's your favorite condiment.
No,
I thought it was.
No. Ketchup's not my... I like ketchup. Don't get it twisted, but mm-hmm. it depends. See, I'm more of a James River barbecue sauce type of guy.
Okay.
I love, or a sweet and sour sauce. When I go to McDonald's, I give me the sweet and sour rather than the ketchup. I'll dunk my fries in that.
Do you like lemon pepper wings?
Oh, man. What is,
those don't need anything, though.
Lemon pepper wings, spectacular.
What is your favorite condiment?
Probably mayo, because it's so diverse. You can switch it up. You can add, no. Do you like aioli? Like a chipotle aioli?
What's the old aioli coming?
You had it on one of the eight burgers you had at Capital Burger.
Oh, yeah,
the other
I do
night.
Like a aioli.
Yeah, so that's mayo. Right, that's a fancy way of saying mayo.
But it's mixed up with something. You're just thinking about
Gerard?
You're just talking about Miracle Whip mayo that you just slap on a burger? Like that?
Miracle Whip is not mayo. First of all, that's the biggest fallacy in the world. That's salad. That's like dressing. That's not mayo. You got to go Hellman's mm-hmm. or... I mean, in a pinch, you could go, I think the same people that make the cream cheese Daisy, but you got to go, Miracle Whip is not mayo. That's, if you're judging mayo on that,
mayo's only good when you mix it with something to make aioli. Like, mayo's not, in my opinion, is
like
not.
Like a thin layer on a burger?
No, I'm not. I'm good.
You know how I've been bothered by the out-of-control mixing of the condiments mm-hmm. by the companies?
Yeah.
The latest one is they're going to do a Thanksgiving one, which is like gravy. I think it's gravy stuffing and cranberry. It's going to be one condiment that you could put on your.
No one needs that.
Yeah. Right?
No one needs that.
No, we don't need that.
I don't even eat cranberry sauce on my Thanksgiving Day food.
Enough.
We have breaking news.
Yeah.
I have Tiger Woods crash.
Oh,
released
via TMZ right now.
Okay.
And they say Tiger Woods was speeding. That's it.
Huh. That's it.
That's it.
He was speeding.
And lost control of the car.
Hence why there were no skid marks, no braking.
Right.
Just completely lost control of it.
That's it.
I buy that. He was running late for the, he was filming for Golf Channel or whatever. He's running late.
And we heard that curve that he was on, that road that he was on, can jump up on you quick. And so
I have a friend that lived out in LA for a little while, and the day this happened, he said, I know exactly the place where this happened, and accidents happen there all the time. I guess when you come down a hill, and it's really deceptive because it's just, you're on a cliff, literally, it's windy, and it's just the ocean. Yeah. So it's millionaires' houses in the ocean, and I mean, you look up for 2 seconds, wow, what a beautiful view, and the road's turning around the hill, and you're in a median now.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, mark that down, wrong.
Yep.
On this date and time. We will take a break. Alex from Nesson is our guest host today. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.